It's most things, Kenobi. And don't try it, Anakin. We always have the high ground.
Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of Most Things Kenobi, a podcast about Obi-Wan Kenobi and all things Star Wars. I'm your host, Leanne.
And I'm your host, Lauren.
And I'm so excited because we're talking about my man. No, not that man, the other man. No, not that man, the other man. Because they're all my mans. We're talking about Anakin, but in the sense of red flags. What were the red flags? What weren't the red flags?
Yeah. Narrow it down a little more.
In fact, we each picked three, but we didn't tell each other what they are. So we may have overlaps, as we often do.
Yeah, I wondered if we would. I don't know if I like went askew with mine or not, or if I like just walked right into the same ones that you had while I was picking, but
I just went with my favorites because I love these moments. I told you when we were setting up, I could rewatch these moments over and over and over because I'm a sick bastard. Because they're really not nice. None of these are nice. It's not nice behavior.
Some of them are actually kind of hard to watch.
And, you know, we could also get into red flags with just Padme.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, take out all the other moments and just focus on red flag moments between him and Padme. That would be a whole other episode.
Seriously. I mean,
it's awful.
We often talk in society about red flags in, like, a relationship.
Yes. You know?
What the hell, Padme?
Well, like, I just...
Love is blind.
Does it need to be? Put some fucking spectacles on, girl. I mean, he's hot, yes, but... Okay, but let's start with the definition of a red flag. In case no one's aware.
Good idea.
In its most basic term, it is used as a warning of danger. Okay.
Yes.
Now, you mentioned relationships, and in that realm, it's a sign of toxic or abusive or just toxicity in general. You know, things that make you go, ooh, back away.
Maybe we're not compatible.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe this isn't the man or woman for me. Mm-hmm. But in my line of work, I also have another definition, which I don't think anyone knows. A red flag warning, which is actually issued in the event of high fire weather conditions, means that there are conditions that are high fire danger, which I find ironic if we're talking about Anakin, because I've never put the two together.
How appropriate. This goes really well with your location, Mount Etna, from last episode.
Right, right. The history behind this is that they would wave a red flag to wildland firefighters to tell them that conditions today are extra dangerous, right?
Interesting.
It's also used for beach warnings. So dangerous surf, dangerous waves, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah, so I guess we as a society just associate red with danger and fear and
which is odd because you always hear about marketing and how they want red in the marketing, like McDonald's, for instance. Everyone knows McDonald's and that it's red with golden arches, and red is supposed to make you hungrier.
Is it?
Like, the Doritos bag is red because it's supposed to make you hungrier. It's like this weird psychological thing. So, I don't know. Maybe Padme was just hungry.
Anakin was spicy.
Yes. Nacho cheesy. And Obi-Wan is the cool ranch.
Oh, man. That's so funny.
They are built like Doritos. You ever see that picture of a Dorito held up and it's like Chris Evans' body from the shoulders down to his waist? That's Obi-Wan and Anakin.
He is. We have always said that, you and I, ever since watching Clone Wars together, that he is a Dorito. So.
They are Doritos, so there you go. Red, red, everywhere red.
Delicious and bad for you.
Yes, stay away from Anakin, from Doritos. No, we have nothing against Doritos. We have nothing against any of this.
If Doritos would like to sponsor us, we would take it.
Cool Ranch included, which is not my favorite. But anyway, okay. Derailed already. Let's get back to Anakin. So I'm curious. I'm curious about your list.
Yeah, but do you want to go first, though?
I don't know. I kind of do. Because one of my favorite moments in all of Clone Wars is my first red flag moment.
Well, you have to tell me what it is now.
It's when Anakin interrogates Poggle the Lesser.
Yes.
Did you have that? Or did you guess that I would have that?
It's an honorable mention for me, yeah.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. When this first, like when I first saw this episode and this moment, I remember thinking, oh my God. Oh, oh, like it's so well done.
Yeah.
I think what I like most about this scene is he's Vader-ish from start to finish. So let me set it up. Ahsoka, all the stuff goes down on Geonosis, and Ahsoka and what's her name? Barriss get buried. Yeah. So all of this is like in the aftermath of that, correct?
Yeah, it's the Brain Invaders episode, I think, where they're on the ship with worms.
Yes. And they catch Poggle the Lesser, and he won't talk. And mm-hmm. so I think like Mace and Obi-Wan and everyone's trying to get the info from him. And so Anakin loses his patience. Red flag. A man with no patience, or one that loses it very easily and turns to anger. He walks up with his hands behind his back, which is already very, dictator-y.
Yeah, it's very Vader.
It's very Vader. And then the guards let him in. So, red flag, he's doing this on his own.
Mm-hmm.
No one approved it. He didn't care that no one, he was pissed off because it was his Padawan.
Mm-hmm.
And we know how he is with attachment, red flag. And then he tries to do a Jedi mind trick, doesn't work. And then Poggle sasses him back. You know, that's my
that
Poggle.
That was really well done.
Thank you. Oh my God. I don't know how Anakin understood it, but he sassed him back. And he just kind of thought, you know what? Fuck all this. I'll just choke him until he talks. I'll get the information from him, whereas no other Jedi could.
Or would. Wouldn't do it that way.
And that's the red flag, is the fact that he thought he could go beyond, you know, the rules and regs of them having any sort of decorum with prisoners. Yeah. And, you know, he went with the quote, by any means possible, end quote, and thought it was okay. Because, hey, mm-hmm. look what it led to. He got the answers that nobody else did, but no. See, no, Anakin, stop. No. And while I understand that his intent, once again, was to get the thing they were after, he still went about it in the wrong way. Massive red flag, and I fucking love every moment of it, including the Vader music that very subtly plays.
I know, they always just throw that in there in the undertone. I like, too, that Anakin makes sure to not say how he got the information, but then
yeah, that's another
also,
thing.
He doesn't really ask either. Like, Obi-Wan Mm-mm. is just kind of like, if I don't ask, I don't have to reprimand him. I don't know.
But at the same time, like, is that okay that no one...
Of course not. Yeah,
knew that he had to have done something none of the other ones would have done. I
Yeah. I mean, yeah, if this was like the Geneva Convention, you know, where we have rules that we're supposed to follow so that people's rights aren't violated completely. I mean,
yeah,
it happens to Anakin later, and Padme's like, when Dooku captures Anakin, and Padme's like, you can't torture a prisoner. You know, it's like, well, they're all doing it. Nobody's that righteous, you know?
I do kind of feel bad for Poggle because
He was a little arrogant, yeah. He probably shouldn't have sassed the angriest Jedi that they have. But, I mean, to be... That would be a surprise. You know?
Yeah. You wouldn't be expecting that, that's for sure.
No. So, I don't really like that. I love a good force choke, but I don't like... You know, like, I don't want to chalk it up as torture, but it's along that line. Like, you're...
I mean, it's like police brutality, for
it's
sure.
It's inhumane, it's, yeah.
It's basically beating a confession from a suspect yeah. is what he's yeah. doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he knew that he shouldn't have done it after the fact, because he didn't tell yeah. anybody.
Exactly.
So, a exactly. non-admission of guilt.
Yeah. And he does that, as we're going to talk about this whole episode, he does it a lot. He bends the rules when necessary so that when the time comes that it's a big deal, he still bends the rules. You know, if you're willing to do it under smaller circumstances, of course, his galaxy or whatever he says yeah. to Obi-Wan in Revenge yep. of the Sith, like his new empire, it's like, yeah, I guess it's not so far-fetched. He kept making these tiny excuses for himself the whole time.
Yeah, and if you keep doing these things and nothing really happens, and in a sense, yeah. he's rewarded in the fact that he gets what he's after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
You know, and whether it's right or wrong, he still gets something. And so when that right. continues, you end up having the explosion of a human like we end up having. So
right. That's a really good point. It's true.
I don't know what they would have done to, like, punish him. How do you punish a Jedi? I mean, they're probably afraid of him. Send him to the Citadel. Shit. Just kidding.
That's a good point. I mean, like, with the person like Anakin, what do you do to... And how... At what point does a punishment stop being effective and just makes a person angry and pushes them yeah. more towards the bad behavior?
That's the thing.
You know? Yeah.
That's the thing with Anakin. They all kind of just quietly just let it slide because to say something might be worse. Yeah. And that's bad. He needed therapy.
Yeah. Have you ever lived around a person you have to walk on eggshells for? It is a nightmare. So, yeah. Definitely a red flag right there.
Yeah, I just, that whole scene is full of, I mean, it's a very quick scene. 50 seconds, yeah. I think, from start to finish.
Yeah, it's a small little moment in the larger episode, but it's kind of important.
I really got excited the first time I saw that. It was a, like, I leaned forward on the couch kind of moment, like.
Well, yeah, I love that they're willing to go there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about that. What do you have?
My first one is from Reiko Hardeen.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, how could this not be included?
Right. I mean, there's so many moments. Like, the first one that comes to mind is when he learns that Obi-Wan's killer is at a bar and he and Ahsoka are sent to pick him up. Mm-hmm. And he basically threatens to kill the guy and says he's not going to kill him just because Obi-Wan wouldn't want him to. Mm-hmm. And then later, there's like so many things. He tries to strangle. He does a force choke on the Ithorian in the bar when he wants information. Yeah,
which, come on. Don't choke them.
He wasn't even being that difficult. The guy just said, you know, it's not free information. And he's like, yeah. How about I just kill you instead?
Yeah. Ithorians like, are so
a bit drastic.
They seem so very harmless.
I know. They're all so gentle.
I know they can be assholes. There's some that are asshole characters, but, like, do we need to just walk into a bar and start choking people?
You've never seen one hurt another person.
I've never seen it. Nope. Nope.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the fight with him and Obi-Wan where he thinks it's Reiko Hardeen, and he says, you're going to pay for what you did. This is for Obi-Wan, and then, like, goes to kill him.
Yeah.
So... Clearly, yeah. That what we've discussed this many times, his attachment issues, that he's very emotionally invested, which is not unheard of. I mean, it's not unnatural what he's feeling, yeah. But he cannot, well, and the Emperor or the Chancellor is really egging him on
mm-hmm.
during
mm-hmm.
this whole arc. saying that the Jedi don't trust you. I trust you. I trust your judgment. If you need to do this, go do it. And of course, it just gives Anakin permission. He takes it as permission to let these emotions control his behaviors, knowing it's not what Obi-Wan would have wanted.
No, but you know what the Chancellor does? He made Anakin over and over and over think, see, I trust you, they don't. I understand you, they don't.
Yeah.
And that's enough for someone mentally fragile, where that's really important. Because a lot of this, especially this arc, starts the big time distrust.
Yeah.
And I think the switch to Chancellor Palpatine gets me, they don't get me, is really... We've talked about this episode, I mean this arc, and it's just wild to think that the Jedi thought this was a good idea.
I know.
And that Obi-Wan agreed to it.
It's crazy. I rewatched the first, I don't know, until Obi-Wan... I rewatched the first episode until Anakin takes Rekha Hardeen to jail. And I'm just really shocked, even though I've watched this episode many times, that they wanted to kill a Jedi and that Obi-Wan agreed to making sure Anakin's pain sold the idea.
That's really, really shitty. I mean...
It is.
It's bad.
As much as I love Obi-Wan, to think your friend would be willing to use all your vulnerability to achieve something greater, that is really cruel. And you trust that person. That trust would never be there again after that.
No. It would be straight up betrayal, honestly. I would feel betrayed.
I would too. I would feel like nothing I ever did was safe around you, you know? Mm-hmm. You could use it against me at some point.
Mm-hmm. So when you referenced that Anakin was ready to kill Rekha Hardeen and he said, this is for Obi-Wan, for what you did or whatever, it's very ironic that then Vader says to Ahsoka and Rebels, revenge is not the Jedi way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he's literally in that moment about to take revenge.
I know. And there's just so many moments in this arc where Anakin will, like, enter a bar like Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love his presence.
Yeah.
I'll just say.
He just walks in and, like, lights a lightsaber and is like, don't fuck with me.
A Rogue One hallway.
Yes, and oh my gosh, I kept thinking of him like marching into the room and like strangling
Reva. What is her
name? Reva, yes, and she's like up in the air, and I just kept thinking, this is that Anakin.
My perfect breakfast involves a cup of coffee, a piece of avocado toast, and that scene. I'm not lying.
Like watching it or having it happen to you.
Do I have to choose? I mean, I'm so messed up. Oh, God. All of our patrons are like nodding like, yep.
Makes sense. That tracks.
There's our Leanne. Okay. And maybe not just our patrons. My God. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So we're on to the next one.
Yes. What's your number two?
Okay. Well, these two have a storied history. And this is from season 7, in fact. This is Anakin killing Admiral Trench.
Ooh, interesting choice.
Now, this goes back, one of my favorite episodes. I say this everything I preface with, it's one of my favorite. But remember the episode earlier in Clone Wars where they had like the invisible ship?
Yes, yeah.
And Anakin's...
Cat and mouse.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. And it's Admiral Trench. Somehow this bastard lived through like that explosion. And he reappears in season 7. And Anakin walks in pissed off, ready to fight, wants to know something. I don't know. Tell me about codes or where something. Again.
Yeah.
Demanding something from somebody. On the other side, and Admiral Trench is you know, being a spidery weird thing and saying no. But the point, the red flag is, again, Admiral Trench says to Anakin, forget it, the other Jedi already tried and it didn't work. And Anakin's, oh yeah? Well, I don't have that their weakness. And chops off three of his arms.
Oh my God.
Like, slow your roll, Anakin. But buried in this is, again, him wanting to be better, thinking he's better. His arrogance is getting real bold at this point. This is season seven. We are approaching the fall. And, you know, he's being taunted by another person. But he specifically says this time, in comparison to, you know, Poggle, where he's just like, oh, yeah. Well, this time, Trench says to him, they already tried. You're never going to do it. No Jedi can do it. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I don't share their weakness. So he's already thinking they're weak. I'm stronger.
Yeah. So interesting.
And then he has six arms because he's Spider and chops three of them off. And, like, the shot is the three seared off, like, cauterized, wiggly.
God, that's awful.
Like, the angle of the shot is to emphasize those three limbs are cut off.
Yeah.
And then I think he force chokes him. But, like, again.
Extreme measures taken.
The rise to anger. How quickly he wants to prove himself. How quickly he gets so angry.
Yeah.
You know, how dare anyone think that I'm lesser?
Like, no time to tolerate your bullshit. It's very, like, choking the officer at the conference table in A New Hope. Like,
yes. Like, just
instantly going to assaulting another person.
It's becoming, in his mind, they're expendable. Mm-hmm. This is not another entity. This is not another person, human, creature, whatever.
And no consequences. Ever.
Zero. Yeah.
For what he does. So it just keeps escalating as a result. Yeah.
And he does end up killing him. So there.
Dude, I didn't remember that at all. Is that season seven, you said?
Yeah. Yeah. His hair's all flowy.
That's probably because I only watched the full season once. Because it's sad.
It's very sad. But I remember this because it was so drastic. And it's very close to the previous scene, because the Poggle scene is my favorite because I remember the first time I ever saw it and being like, oh my God. But this scene is very close to it, but accelerated. It's much, much worse because it's faster. His anger's faster.
And it has nothing to do with, like, his Padawan being threatened. It's just, like, angry Anakin.
Yeah. Storming in, wanting something. You suck. I'm cutting your arms off, killing you. Get the info and be on my way. It's really not normal. It's just. But I never liked Admiral Trench, so I'm like, okay.
I know Trench really freaks me out. I don't even like looking at him because I'm afraid of spiders. But
me too. And he's a furry spider. They're the worst.
I just get goosebumps. Oh no.
Our reactions are the exact same at the same time. Like, we're not even
if trying. We're ever somewhere together and there's a spider, the spider will take over.
Like, it's over. Maybe I'll brandish something and say, I am not as weak as the others. / / No, I'll just run crying. I hate spiders.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
My next one is one you might have. It's from Zygeria.
I don't have any Zygeria.
Oh, okay. What so is it's it? One of your favorite moments there also, but where...
I know the one.
What is the guy's name? Is it Atai? I think it's the guy who's on Kyros. The
ship, right?
Yeah. Yes, and he's trying to escape, and Anakin gets onto the ship, and he wants to know where all the citizens are, and he's very upset because he's a slaver and Anakin was a slave, and he grabs the guy by the throat physically, not with the force, puts a lightsaber against his throat like he's going to ignite it through his throat, not just cut his head off. So and good. It says, where are they?
Where are they?
And even Ahsoka is like, Anakin, like, take a breath. Holy shit.
Her eyes are so big in that moment. But, like, wouldn't yours be?
Like, yeah, well, damn. She's a child, and she just subdued the guy. He's sitting there fine, and Anakin comes in and loses his shit. And she's like, oh, I'm seeing a new side that kind of scares me.
Yeah, at least Obi-Wan gave her a heads up. Remember when she asked him, like, what's the deal?
Yeah. Now she sees, like, how bad
it yeah. is. It's real bad.
And again, like yours with Ahsoka, this one is tied to emotion and with the Obi-Wan thing as well. It's like anytime he's reminded of his painful past or his current situation is threatened, he goes from 0 to 100 and is like ready to mutilate you, kill you, dismember you, whatever it takes to get the answers he thinks he needs or deserves.
I really wonder what would have happened if Ahsoka hadn't been there. Like, I'm pretty sure he would have killed him.
Yeah. So many times, she's the reason he doesn't go too far. Because she's right there watching. Or she even just says his name and, like, pulls him back from the brink, you know? It's crazy. And he's been checked and balanced, you know, by Ahsoka and Obi-Wan his entire life. So,
yeah.
Then it starts to beg the question of, if he had never been brought into the Jedi, would he still have had these anger issues?
That is the eternal question. I don't know. I know, I think the longer he was a slave, the longer, or the more anger would have built up in him.
Mm-hmm. And there's a scene, a deleted scene from Phantom Menace that does imply that, but they pulled it out.
Of course.
Yeah, and it's like, it really makes his character make more sense. So the fact that it was it removed for time? Because that movie at its original cut was like 17 hours long. Or was it, did you hear George Lucas's first reaction was, I might have gone a little overboard? It was like,
they left all those Padme moments in, though. don't keep the story building shit in, but keep the creepy dress stuff in there.
Exactly. It's like this was a red flag moment. And I would love to do an episode about this scene in particular, because Qui-Gon's in it and it's very interesting. And the fact that they pulled it out, is it like because you don't think Anakin has that anger?
I was referencing... I'm sorry. You're talking about Phantom Menace. I went straight to the fireplace scene in the next one, episode 2.
Oh, God.
What's that called?
Can we have just removed that whole movie?
Attack of the Clones,
At least that whole plot of Attack of the Clones would have been fine if that was gone, but...
That's a whole red flag. I'm sorry. I went way too far. I went straight to the reddest of red flags, but...
Okay, so what's your last one?
Okay. Well, this one, I laugh every time it happens. Again, sick. I'm a sick bastard. But in the grand scheme of things, and this is saying a lot, this is not that big of a moment.
Okay.
But it is. It is. If you're watching sequentially, you're like, oh, shit. But then if you look at the timeline, it's a little bit smaller. And it's in our... Oh, so favorite, season 2, episode 13, Voyage of Temptation.
Ah, yes.
Where the star-crossed lovers, Obi-Wan and Satine, are having their moment, and Tall Merrick's there, you know, and I'd have left the Jedi Order had you said the word, and all this stuff, and a pacifist is holding a gun. It's all of this drama, telenovela, and in the back... comes Anakin, who just stabs Tall Mark right through the back. He drops like a sack of rice, and Anakin's like, oh, dust it off, no big deal. And the red flag is he doesn't even look bothered. It's just he took care of a problem.
Yeah.
By stabbing a man in the back.
And Obi-Wan's only response is, Anakin.
Anakin.
But he could justify this one a little more, right? Because there's all these lives at stake. So he yes. made the choice of the lesser of two evils, but...
However, it was stabbing a man in the back. Not, hey, look over here, fight me while the other two could run away. It was, boom, there.
I think it was... It's kind of brilliant, though, because they put... To go with your telenovela idea, they put yes. Obi-Wan and Satine in a Mexican standoff, basically.
They did! Where, they did!
Where, like, she's not able to pull the trigger unless she wants to be a hypocrite, and he, yeah. I think, like, Attack of the Clones, Obi-Wan would kill Tall Merrick without yes. a second thought. But he's I not going to do it in front of Satine
yeah.
because... Ah, that's complicated now, you know?
I really wish in a live-action version of this, it would cut to one face, and then cut to another face, and then cut back to the...
Like a Western?
You know?
His mustache twitches. Yes.
It would just be so dramatic and great, and then Anakin just, boom, stabs a man in the back. No big deal.
Well, because Anakin is willing to do what other people won't do, he kind of makes it so no one has to break their own moral compass, but he's fine doing it. He doesn't care.
That's the red flag, is that he's fine doing right. it. And yeah. he's not... This is season two!
And then he cracks a joke.
Yeah, the whole thing is inappropriate. And not only that, but like, what does Satine think?
I know, she doesn't have any comments for that moment. Like,
well, she's replaying in her head, what the fuck did I just admit? Oh, shit. Like, you know, she's doing that thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, God, wait, I didn't die, so now it's out there, and oh, God, what are we going
to
do?
I have to get back to diplomacy. A.K.A. go hide in my bathroom.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, anyway, that's my third one. It's the lesser of the three, I think, but it's one of my faves because it's just casual.
It's a good moment. And stab they play casual. The Vader theme.
They do.
Did you say stab casual?
I did, yes. Can be a new pin.
Oh my God, that is so funny. We need to write that down.
Write it down. Sticker merch coming.
Oh man. All right, well, my last one is obscure for me because it's from okay. season 6, which I also don't watch often because it's painful.
I'm curious.
It's from The Rise of Clovis.
Oh! And
now,
yeah.
I remembered that Anakin beat the shit out of Rush Clovis. I did not remember the details of how and why. So Clovis notices that Anakin is very possessive of Padme and starts to say, like, is there something between you? And of course mm-hmm. they're married, but Padme yeah. is saying, no, there's nothing there. And Clovis comes in Anakin comes in right as Clovis is wanting to kiss Padme and she's telling him no, but he's going for it anyway. And Anakin just like turns purple and is ready to kill the man. And he starts by using the Force, like choking him, and Clovis says, like, aren't you man enough to use your bare hands? And Anakin's like, with pleasure.
Yeah.
And while they're beating the shit out of each other, Padme screams at them to stop, and Anakin turns to her and says, you don't have a say in this. And then later, she tells him to get the hell out of her sight, and later she comes back to speak with him. And he said, I don't know what happened. Something inside me snapped. And she says, I don't know who's in there sometimes. And then tells him she doesn't want to see him anymore. At least for a while.
This whole thing is very, very dark.
It is because it's frightening. He literally like loses it. And there's a moment where he's about to hit Clovis, I think with his... artificial hand, and that's where he was like, oh my God, what am I doing? And he suddenly yeah. comes back to himself. And he's not wrong about Clovis. Clovis is a lying piece of shit, and he's playing everyone for a fool. But
yes.
it doesn't make what Anakin did right, and he...
Or what he said.
Yeah, to say to the woman you love, you don't have a say in this. I just everything about this whole scenario is frightening. If it was real life, this would be a very terrifying situation to be in.
His behavior that he's showing in this towards Padme is abuser behavior.
Yeah.
Abusive relationship. And I don't mean to trigger absolutely anyone out there, but this is textbook. And they put it in here for a reason, because I do like Padme's line of, I don't know who's in there sometimes, because it's the same Padme and Anakin that is talking right before he force chokes her in Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's probably reliving that moment, like, oh my God. And
yeah,
you know, there's still good in him, that whole thing. It's frightening, exactly what you said. I hate it.
Yeah, it was really awful to watch it. And I had totally forgotten about the scene afterwards where Padme tells him she doesn't want to see him anymore. And I didn't watch the full arc, so I'm sure they reconcile at some point, right?
Because... Yeah, don't they sit? They sit together and he holds her. They're like on the side of a ship.
Yes, something like that.
Like on the ledge of something. And I don't watch this episode or something. Often.
Yeah, I don't remember exactly the detail, but... By season 7, they have that moment where they're talking via hologram, you know, and she's telling him to trust Rex. So whatever, they're, and obviously Revenge of the Sith, she's pregnant and they're happy.
Yeah.
sort of. It's like there's a Band-Aid over the psycho part that kind of got exposed, you know?
You want to see the person you originally fell in love with. You want to see the good in them that is still there.
Well, these are all good moments, and this doesn't even cover Attack of the Clones, which to me is just, it's just all one red flag.
Well, there's so many there's Padme moments in Clone Wars with Anakin, too, like when he brings her the cake, and he's like, my love for you is the only thing that matters. And it's like,
again,
get a hobby.
Sounds romantic, but in real life, that's not healthy.
No.
Yeah.
And also, when she's in the gas, when they're the blue virus.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was willing to do all, and Obi-Wan had to slow him down. Those Padme moments are red flags, like where he's just blinders on. Only thing that matters is Padme. Everyone else can go fuck themselves. It's like really worrisome.
Yeah, he puts other people at risk to save her all the time. And all the time. And thinks nothing of it. And she... is the opposite. Like in, I can't remember the episode's name, but it's the one that you really like where he gets taken by Dooku on Naboo.
Yes.
That's like a good Shadow one. Warrior or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but he's taken by Dooku and Dooku offers to trade Anakin for Grievous because the Padme and Jar Jar, I think, have captured Grievous. And Padme says, I can't do that. And Anakin would have, like, done anything to save her, which would not have been for the greater good, necessarily. So this whole relationship is very... And they say this in The Rise of Clovis. Padme says, it's built on lies and deception. Their relationship is built on lies. And
it is, though.
What kind of rotten foundation... they have to, like, you cannot build a healthy relationship when you have to keep it a secret.
Yeah.
So, it's very heartbreaking.
It is. It is. I want better for them. I want better for all of these people. Except, what's his name? The spider.
Admiral Trench?
Trench, yeah.
Trench and, of course, and Krell.
I was just going to say, and of course, Pong Krell. We're going to end this episode with fuck Pong Krell. He's a red flag that the Jedi missed.
Seriously? Man, we should do a whole episode on Jedi blinders, because they missed a whole bunch of shit, didn't they?
They sure did.
Well, mostly Sidious.
Yeah. Remain ignorant and stab casual.
Remain ignorant and stab casual. Yeah. That's our new motto.
So after hearing everything that we talked about, we want to turn it over to you and ask you, what is the most glaring red flag that you noticed about Anakin? And it can be any of the ones that we talked about or any of the ones that are still out there. There are plenty. So let us know.
Doesn't have to be Clone Wars either. It can be any red flag anywhere.
Anywhere, at any time.
So join us next week. We have a fun episode. We are going to do a 2023 review. We've had quite a few things happen that were exciting this past year, and we're going to just kind of do a quick recap and talk about next year, maybe talk about the upcoming year. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, because to look forward, you must admire the backside.
That's not what I meant to say.
It's good to look in your past, but not linger there.
Yeah.
But you know.
We're basically just going to throw a little gratitude towards this 2023, even though it's been hard for a lot of people. We know it's been a rough year, but we still want to show some gratitude because some amazing stuff happens. So join us next week for that.
Oh my God, the holiday special. Everybody loved the episode. Thank you so much.
Yeah, this was, I've not gotten this much feedback on an episode in a long time.
Yeah. In fact, my dear friends, Dan, Greg, Derek, and Corey had a good old group chat going about it. And in fact, Greg commented, I need to know what was in B. Arthur's contract to save that movie. And I agree, Greg. I'd like to know too, because she was the best part, in my opinion.
Yeah, how much money did they pay her? Probably not enough. Whatever.
Not enough. She's worth more than anything, really.
Yeah. Melody Mayers? I'm not sure. On Instagram said, I love the holiday special. I celebrate Life Day with Wookiee Ookies every year.
See? That's wonderful.
Yes.
The premise of Life Day itself is lovely.
Yes, yes.
It's just getting to it in that movie format was tiresome.
It was really painful. Oh, yeah. Well, contrary to that, the real OJ said, it makes me want to purge my eyeballs with fire.
Oh! Oh! Tell us how you really feel.
All right. Well, a few other really quick. We had the Nerf Herder Co. said, it's a trip for sure, which I thought was very diplomatic.
It's trippy for sure, yes.
Oh, TC Toy Photo said, I watched it when I had COVID in 2020. Not sure if I hallucinated it or not.
Oh, I can see that, though. Yes.
Yeah, right. And then Seven Ghost Pepper said, Grandpa, watching space porn is too weird. And I said, I agree.
It's beyond.
It's disturbing so in just so many ways. So thanks, everyone. Thanks for your comments. We love them as always.
And thank you so much for joining us here on the Most Things Kenobi podcast. We appreciate every single one of our patrons and are grateful for your support. If you would like to support the podcast and become a patron, head over to the Most Things Kenobi Patreon. As always, you can follow us on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. And if you enjoy the podcast, feel free to rate us on Spotify and or Apple. And if you need just one place to find all of these things, head over to mostthingskenobi.com.
So until next time, my space twin, may the Force be with you.
Always.